the President's remarks upon the arrival of Prime Minister McMillan from Andrews Air Force Base, April 27, 1962.
Prime Minister, Mr. Secretary, Ambassadors, it is a great pleasure to welcome you once again to this capital city. This is the fifth occasion, Prime Minister, since I have become President, in which you and I have had a chance to meet, and it follows a long series of meetings with my distinguished predecessor and your old friend, General Eisenhower. To those who may wonder what we find to talk about on these occasions, I suggest they take a map of the world and trace those countries scattered around the globe whose integrity and security and freedom both the United States and Great Britain are committed to maintain. In NATO, in CENTO, in CEDO, in the United Nations, in dozens of areas, Great Britain and the United States work shoulder to shoulder. We regard the Atlantic as uniting us, not separating us. And I may say, speaking personally, Prime Minister, that it is a source of satisfaction and comfort to me to be associated with you at this most critical time, you who have for 20 years been a distinguished captain in the field, in the defense of the West, and the leader of a country which for more than 1,000 years has borne its weight in MOA. So, Prime Minister, we welcome you here again. You come at a most significant time, and you come to a country which welcomes you in a sense as a native son by inheritance and as a friend by deeds. Prime Minister, we're glad to have you.